Hi, this is Christy, the wordsmith. One of the ways new words enter the language is by the blending of two existing words. Some classic examples of well-established blended words are smog from smoke and fog and motel from motor and hotel. While these examples are decades old, new blend words appear on the wordscape every year. Consider the recent coinages of Japlish, Spanglish, and Germlish, which blend the term English with the names of other languages to describe a hybrid of the two. Television has spawned a host of blends, such as infomercial and televangelist. A rock documentary is a rockumentary, and a scripted documentary as entertainment is a mockumentary. For what it's worth, a blend consists of the beginning of one word and the tail end of another, with the second word controlling the meaning of the whole. Reflecting this logic, says linguist David Crystal, author of the Cambridge Encyclopedia of the English Language, brunch is a kind of lunch, not a kind of breakfast, which is why the word is brunch and not, for example, lunkfest. The writer Lewis Carroll imaginatively called these types of terms portmanteau words. In Carroll's day, a portmanteau was a suitcase with two separate compartments. When snapped together, the compartments made a complete carrying case, just as two separate words blended form one. I'm Christy the Wordsmith. Good day, verbivores.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.